Job Creators Network, prices of goods, services increased significantly after Biden's Inflation Reduction Act passed. By Jerome Hudson on August 16, 2023. President Joe Biden is marking the first anniversary of his signing the Inflation Reduction Act with a propaganda campaign meant to explain to Americans what the law has done. It could be a near impossible task. A year after the climate change subsidy-laden 13-figure bills passing, today's price increases are occurring on a much higher price base, the Job Creators Network explains. The anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act is nothing to celebrate. Prices on goods and services have increased significantly since it was passed, Job Creators Network president and CEO said in a statement. While the inflation rate has moderated due to aggressive Federal Reserve action, today's price increases are occurring on a much higher price base. Everyone sees these higher prices in their everyday lives as they struggle to pay their bills, Ortiz continued. As a result, their real wages and standards of living decline. According to JCN's SPIC National Poll of Small Businesses, inflation remains by far the biggest concern of respondents. The IRA has done nothing to moderate this small business hurdle. Biden's big Inflation Reduction Act spin machine ramped up earlier this week with the White House pumping out testimonials of people talking about how the $1.2 trillion legislation has helped them. In reality, even Biden's supporters can't explain what the bill is or what it does. The IRA has directly contributed to inflation because of the hundreds of billions of dollars it spends on expensive renewable energy, Ortiz said. This administration is more concerned about green energy than making sure people have enough green to pay for energy. Indeed, a recent AP poll said 76% of Americans view Biden's economy as poor. Watch the latest video at foxbusiness.com. One of the things you can't fool people about is inflation's effect on their home finances, he said. Everybody can see that even if their paycheck has gone up, their bills are going up even faster. And that's what we mean when we say that real wages are falling. Breitbart Economics Senator John Carney explained last month on Fox Business Network. They have fallen by a lot lately because inflation has come down. They're not falling as fast as they used to be, but if you track it all the way back to the beginning of the Biden administration, people have seen themselves become poorer and poorer every month for it was something like 21 months in a row. A record number of months of decline of real wages. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.